WAWOTA. Thank you to those who purchased UNICEF posters for Halloween. 38 were sold and $380 was forwarded to UNICEF. Thank you also to Darren Olson who did the printing. Every year I hear some suggesting that the money should be used locally. When you compare what our children in Wawota have to those in other parts of the world who don't have homes or enough to eat and difficulty getting an education, the decision seems easy to support UNICEF. Congratulations to the Wawota Senior Girls Volleyball Team, who had 4 straight wins at the district playoffs in Lemberg on November 5. They will move on to regionals next weekend. Sympathy to Sean and Ashley Gallagher and family on the passing of her grandfather, Lorne McNairland. He died on October 28 at the Long-Term Care Palliative Care Unit in Moosomin. He was 85 years old. The funeral service will be on November 12 with interment in Kelwood Cemetery. Nina and Daryl Johnson and Carrie Lamorio traveled to Wawanisa, Man. Last weekend and were on hand for the opening of Hannah Johnson's new business, Beauty.by. Hannah. Congratulations to Carly Jackson, a former resident of Wawota, now residing in Nanton, Alta. She was the lucky winner in a Provincial Ram Everyday Adventure Contest, and took home a Dodge Ram 1500 truck. Visiting with Morley and Joan Hamilton last weekend were Morley's brother and sister-in-law, Roland and Ardith Hamilton of Winnipeg. Recent visitors with Norma LaMontagne were Don Jane of Duncan, BC, David Jane and his son, Laughlin, of Ottawa, Dennis and Lee Kushner of Swift Current, Michelle LaMontagne and Mike Talon, Sam and Jake of Calgary, Renee LaMontagne, Emmett, and Craig Gowland Brown of Canmore, Alta. Also visiting with Lisa Rabarchik and Paul LaMontagne were Evan LaMontagne and Erica Zufka, and Mac and Brenna LaMontagne.